It's Thursday, October 22nd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Work from home stress, there's new data, progress report on diversity at Microsoft, and new options in financial tech. This is the Business of Tech. The pandemic and remote work are taking their toll. 68% of respondents to a new survey by Blind said they are more burned out than when they worked in an office. Blind also found 60% of those surveyed are working more hours than prior to the pandemic. In another survey from the company, from 1,800 responses, 29% said their relationship with their manager has deteriorated during remote work, with 35% of Microsoft professionals feeling that way. In addition, 46% of professionals say their likelihood of being promoted during work from home has decreased, including 43% at Microsoft. Why do we care? Here's where the rubber meets the road with work from home versus that concept I've been talking about of digital parity. We threw everyone into this work paradigm. We didn't build the required culture, processes, procedures, training, and people investments to make it sustainable. We know this is true for security too. So we care for two reasons. Since I'm expecting this to be an extended period of time, with many big tech companies clearly telling us work from home will extend well into next year, business leaders want to be investing in the changes necessary to transition to digital parity, where systems, communication, data, and most importantly, culture are maintained regardless of physical work location. And second, this is a clear opportunity to bring business process expertise, even via partnership, to your customers, because this is not sustainable, but those that shift will outperform. Microsoft, after having announced in June a plan to double the number of Black managers and leaders, released new annual diversity data showing the company is still struggling to increase representation. Quoting Bloomberg, the software maker said it increased the proportion of both groups by 0.3 percentage points in the past year, with Black workers rising to 4.9% of its U.S. workforce and Latino employees increasing to 6.6%. The U.S. Census Bureau estimates each group accounts for more than 13% of the country's population. Black and Latino workers are even more poorly represented in management roles, with Black employees making up between 2.6% and 3.7% of the people at various levels of manager and executive. For Latino employees, those numbers range between 3.3% and 5.4%. Why do we care? This is a hard problem to solve, and it's going to take more than things we've tried in the past, particularly as related to the gender equality gap, which this own podcast's research shows we have significant lengths in leadership to make. Microsoft has made commitments that extend out to 2025, which leaves us with two reasons we care. First, to make change here, which has been shown to drive increased business performance, big, bolder steps will be required. Second, we have to continue to measure this over time. Two pieces of financial tech to talk about today. First, PayPal and Venmo have announced that they will offer and accept cryptocurrency for payments, with PayPal support coming out later this year. This will position PayPal as a digital wallet and crypto exchange. Unrelated, JPMorgan Chase has launched Quick Accept, which lets businesses take card payments within minutes and sales hit their Chase accounts within the day. The fast funding is offered for free. The company intends to migrate a large portion of its 3 million small business customers to the service. Why do we care? I'm not going to claim crypto experience, not by a long shot. That said, putting a digital wallet in that many consumers' hands by default is a big deal. I'm not convinced that these currencies are the future, but the technology is certainly interesting. At a minimum, there are a lot of SMBs that use PayPal for transactions, and this adds crypto to their portfolio. There's a whole corner of the industry devoted to retail technology, and these payment systems are a huge deal. Saving money or making cash flow more efficient for customers is a direct value add. I'll throw out the conversation. How many solution providers really understand the technology their customers are using on payments, and probably should? When I talk about the idea of business value, well, here's an idea. PC-Matic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage, find out about PC-Matic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PC-Matic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. Weekend's almost here. One more day to go. I will talk to you again tomorrow.